Okay, let's do this. This is Bare Naked Reviews of Get Out, the movie written and directed by Jordan Peele. Before I start, I wanted to let you know that you can always give me feedback at barenakedreviews@gmail.com, and you can like and share posts at the Facebook page or the YouTube account, and you can send me tweets at barenakedrevs, that's barenaked, R-E-V-S, and you can find the Bare Naked Reviews on iTunes. So you can find it there and all the podcast catchers, and also you can find a lot more episodes and different reviews at rishib.com. So let's get into Bare Naked Reviews of Get Out. So who's in this? This is written and directed by Jordan Peele, and it's starring Daniel Kaluuya. People might recognize him from Black Mirror or Sicario, or also some European film about him being a caretaker for a guy who's on a wheelchair. Actually, I don't have the name of that. Also in this is Allison Williams, Brian Williams' daughter. People probably mostly know her from Girls. Then there's also Catherine Keener, who people may recall from 40-Year-Old Virgin, and also Captain Phillips. And then lastly, Bradley Whitford. I think most people probably know him from West Wing, but I forgot until I saw his IMDb page that he was also in Billy Madison. He was the guy that was trying to shut down Billy Madison and all his and all the Billy Madison things. Some bullet points for Get Out: it's the first movie in 2017 to get nearly 100%. Technically it's at 99, but it's the highest rated 2017 movie on Rotten Tomatoes. Jordan Peele, who's the director, and is also probably best known as being half of Comedy Central's Key and Peele. I bet you can guess which half he is. So Jordan Peele is the first black writer director to get $100 million at the box office with their debut film. And then also, this movie was produced by Blumhouse Productions, which is the studio behind Paranormal Activity and that whole series. And then also Split, that was the M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's the fastest, so Get Out is the fastest Blumhouse Productions movie to get $100 million at the box office. Quick synopsis: Get Out is about a young man, Chris, and he's preparing to visit his girlfriend's family in their homogeneously white suburbs, except she failed to inform him that she's never told her family he's black. The couple then deal with the awkward friction of trying to keep it cool while the society struggles to embrace Chris. That is, until things in the society turn out to be not exactly how they appear. So just in case you have some interest and you don't want any spoilers, this is a spoiler-free quickie. So Get Out is best the less you know. However, the writer-director Jordan Peele himself says that Get Out is a horror thriller that explores social themes, in this case race. On race, I think the main takeaway for this movie for me will be how it perfectly mixed horror film tropes with visualizations of covert racism against the protagonist, Chris, to the point that at the end, everyone in the theater, black, white, and all the brownies like me who are in between, everyone was cheering and applauding for the black guy at the end. And you know, you just can't do that with just a bunch of civil rights clips that you got from C-SPAN for, and just put all those clips for over an hour. You have to have made a good movie. And what I mean by that is, you know, yeah, it's about race, but I think the initial gut reaction to when you hear a movie being about race, you're like, oh man, it's going to be like Martin Luther King or some person who's very well spoken yelling at me for an hour. It's not like that at all. This is a horror film through and through. There just happens to be this kind of dialogue on society. So really, everyone without a serious heart condition should watch this movie because it's such a fun watching experience, and it just has just enough social dialogue to make you think about what you saw afterwards. And thus, Get Out earns 5 out of 5 fine china teacups. Okay, so that's the end of the spoiler-free quickie. This is my spoilers review. Subtitle: Fear is Colorless. Chris, played by Daniel Kaluuya, is a young black man who is in a relatively new relationship with a white girl, played by Allison Williams, when he gets invited to her parents' house. The movie initially appears to be about an interracial couple just trying to chill in a world obsessed with covertly checking on the black guy. For example, on the way to her parents' house, a deer steps out in front of them, they call a cop, and then the cop asks for Chris's ID, even though he knows Chris wasn't driving the car. After they get to the parents' house, Chris sees that they have a black groundskeeper and a black housekeeper, both of whom act funny around Chris. The girlfriend, has a brother, and the brother is played perfectly by an actor named Caleb Landry Jones. The brother makes comments about the strengths and endurance of black men. And furthermore, the neighbors all make comments about how being black is in fashion, quote-unquote, and they all ogle over him very creepily. In a mixture of psychological thriller and science fiction, you really just have to watch this for the full effect, but believe me, you'll never look at fine china teacups again. Chris is mentally taken hostage via mind games by his girlfriend's mom, played by Catherine Keener, which, by the way, Catherine Keener and Mary Steenburgen, they need to have a buddy cop movie stat. So Chris is mentally taken hostage via mind games by his girlfriend's mom through this combination of psychological thriller and science fiction. And then it turns out that the girlfriend's family, including the girlfriend herself and the neighborhood, are all part of a society that conduct a type of neurosurgery that mixes the brains of two people, puts them together in either of those person's bodies. And if one person is a mental hostage, this allows the other person to take control over the first person's body. So remember, Chris has been mentally taken hostage in his brain. So therefore, neurosurgery on his body would allow someone to take over his body. So in an odd spin on everyone's favorite kind of racism, the neighborhood and society believe black people are physically superior to white people. So they all take part in this process of kidnapping and overtaking a black person. However, luckily for Chris, throughout all the time that he was at this house, and before he found out he had been kidnapped in order to be mentally moved aside so that a blind individual who lives in the neighborhood could see once again, it was lucky for Chris he had been talking to his best friend Rod, who is a TSA agent. One of his most memorable quotes in the movie is, "I'm TS motherfucking A." And Rod ends up finding the house to help Chris escape. You know, I first heard about Get Out from a podcast interview. Shout out to You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes. In a podcast interview with Jordan Peele, which was done in October 2013. Full disclosure, I haven't re-listened to the interview, so I'm completely going off my memory. But at the time, he talked vaguely of Get Out. I'm not even sure he had a name at that time. But he said something around the fact for what he wanted the movie to be. He said something around the effect that he wanted to use horror satire tropes to talk about serious issues like race. And for my book, that's what makes Get Out such a memorable movie. And it reminds me why I love entertainment and comedy. At its best, it has a way of shining a new angle on an exhausting discussion topic like race. I mean, let's face it, race is just plain exhausting to talk about. Yeah, really, any politics thing is exhausting to talk about at this point. At the very end of Get Out, Chris is on his way to escaping from the house in a car, but then he crashes into a tree just outside the girlfriend's family's house. The former girlfriend, played by Allison Williams, attempts to stop him here, but she ends up getting shot in the stomach. Just then, a car that appears to be a cop car pulls up to the scene, and Chris puts his hands up because he knows from the car's from the cop's perspective, who most likely, I'm guessing, had not watched the first three quarters of this movie, it would appear Chris had been trying to kill a young white woman for no reason. Now, at this point, everyone in the theater held their breath, and some people audibly said, "Oh no!" when the cop car came. Until it turns out that the cop car is not actually a cop car, but it's a TSA car, with lights that look just like a cop car. And it's at this point that Chris's best friend, Rod, steps out, you know, "Rod, I'm TS motherfucking A," and then the whole theater, black, white, everyone applauded and cheered. So I think that Jordan Peele succeeded in his mission. He made an enjoyable movie experience where everyone can root for the good guy, and everyone can, if even just for a moment, feel the fear or apprehension that a black guy feels. And thus, 5 out of 5, fine china teacups. Remember, once again, you can find me at barenakedreviews@gmail.com, at barenakedrevs on Twitter, and YouTube and Facebook. I appreciate any comments. You can also get more show notes and quick links on the website for this. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Bye.